Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Ever feel like there's this shadowy side to yourself that you try to keep hidden? Like a part of you that feels, well, kind of messy and uncomfortable? Yeah, me too. We all have those parts, those emotions we don't love to admit, the thoughts that make us cringe. But what if I told you embracing your shadow self is actually the key to unlocking more confidence and deeper connections? That's right, even the dark side has its uses. Today, we're diving into how acknowledging those less than glamorous feelings can actually help us shine brighter than ever. Let's be real, holding on to negativity is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down, makes it hard to move forward, and frankly, nobody wants that feeling. But instead of pretending these emotions don't exist, what if we learn to understand them? Think about it, every emotion has a purpose, even the ones we want to shove under the rug. Anger might be telling us something needs to change. Sadness could be a sign of deep compassion, and fear often points towards an opportunity for growth. It's all about finding that message within the noise. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your shadow and let go of those negative emotions. First, get curious. Instead of judging yourself for feeling angry or frustrated, ask yourself, what triggered this? What need is this emotion trying to fulfill? It's like detective work on yourself. By understanding the root cause, you can start to address it in a healthier way. Second, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that's cool too. It's about simply noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know those moments when you catch yourself spiraling into negativity? Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and then gently guide your attention elsewhere. Think of it like redirecting a runaway train. You don't ignore it, but you steer it in a more positive direction. Third, find healthy outlets for expression. Bottling up emotions is like trying to contain a volcano. It's just going to explode eventually. Find ways to release those feelings constructively. Journaling, exercise, art, music, whatever works for you. Get that energy flowing and let it out in a way that feels empowering. Fourth, remember that vulnerability is strength. You know those times when you feel the most connected to others? It's often when we're being truly ourselves, imperfections and all. Sharing your struggles with trusted friends or family can be incredibly freeing and build stronger bonds. Plus, who knows, someone else might be going through something similar and your vulnerability could offer them support too. And finally, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend. Would you berate them for feeling a certain way? Probably not. So why do we sometimes treat ourselves so harshly? Remember, you're human, and that means having both light and shadow. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your strengths, and acknowledge your weaknesses. It's all part of the beautiful tapestry of who you are. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine walking into a networking event feeling all jittery and self-conscious. You're trying so hard to appear confident, but every time someone approaches, your mind starts racing with negative thoughts. What if they think I'm boring? Or, I'm not good enough. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But what if instead of pushing those feelings away, you acknowledge them? You might say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling a bit anxious right now, but that doesn't mean I can't have a great conversation. By accepting your nervousness, you create space for calmness and authenticity to emerge. Suddenly, the fear becomes less overwhelming, and you're more likely to connect with people on a genuine level. Here's the takeaway, folks. Embracing your shadow self isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's about owning all parts of yourself, even the messy ones. By acknowledging those negative emotions, understanding their triggers, and finding healthy outlets for expression, you can transform them from roadblocks into stepping stones on your journey to greater confidence and connection. Remember, you are a whole person, vibrant, complex, and worthy of love just as you are. So, what's one small step you can take today to embrace your shadow self? Maybe it's journaling about a recent feeling that's been bothering you, or practicing mindful breathing for a few minutes each day. Whatever it is, commit to it. You've got this. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and understanding together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.